What are we calling this thing? Welcome to 60 Cycle Slum, the officially unofficial
yes.
fan podcast of 60 Cycle Hum. I'm Aaron.
Yes.
And we got Phil.
I'm Cole.
Phil, say hey.
That guy right there is Cole.
Yeah, this is not confusing at all.
And this guy over here is Phil.
If you hear a puppet, that's Phil.
Or yeah, I'm the puppet voice, everyone.
Yeah, the puppet is Phil. The smooth.
Yeah,
Phil is the one who thinks that this is a video podcast.
Right. I can point all I want.
Are you pointing?
Yeah, I pointed at
Cole. He's not even there, though. You're just pointing.
Like on
your screen, he's there, but in reality, he's not.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Like he's
which
not
direction
next to
is
you.
He on?
I'm just saying he's not next to you. So
physically,
no one's going to be watching.
You know what this is called? This
no.
is called theater of the mind, you guys.
There you go.
He's painting a word picture.
Yeah.
Did you guys listen?
Yeah,
to
I'm painting a word picture when I say over there.
he is over there. He's east of us in the great Salt Lake region of Utah. Mm-hmm.
You know what, you guys? I think this is going really well.
I think so. I'll clean it up in post. I'll sweeten it a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
can you fix all of us talking over each other in post?
Yeah, that'll work itself out. We'll figure out flow. All right, so I wanted to talk about like how we got into the podcast, because I know you guys have been listening way longer than I have. At least Cole has, right?
Yeah, I've been listening since about the beginning. I have like a monthly search for new guitar podcasts.
Whoa.
So when was that? It was like the beginning of 2014?
Yeah, it was like right after New Year's.
So okay. Paint us a picture. What was happening like
what was the
in
world
pop
like
culture at the time? Yeah. What was happening politically? I mean, we knew who Trump was, but we didn't like...
Trump was...
We didn't know him the way we know him now.
Douchebag on TV.
People didn't hate him the same way they do now.
Yeah. I mean, I did.
I feel like...
It was a simpler time, you know?
It was.
It was more of a Sarah Palin kind of time.
Yeah. Is that like around the time that she was like no longer being governor? And everyone was like, why are you quitting your job that's very important to your state?
No, because that would have been right
earlier.
After, that would have been right after she lost the election with John McCain.
Okay, so we're talking like midpoint between Palin and Trump. Is like 60 cycle
yeah.
territory. Nice.
Okay.
When did you start, Phil?
I mean, honestly, it's kind of crazy that it was only like 2 years ago. It seems like it's been a lot longer than that.
It really does.
Dude, I mean, it's like two and a half at this point, but yeah, seriously.
Yeah, that's true.
The first episodes that I remember listening to is like in the fall of that year. So like, around episode 40 or so, I remember like hanging Christmas lights and listening to an episode about a guitar that was like made out of a diner table or something. And it was like right around the time they were giving away that like Chinese delay pedal.
That guitar made out of that diner table is actually one that I submitted.
Oh really?
What?
That's funny because that was gonna be one of my questions too. Like, do you remember the first time that you were like on the show?
Yeah, that was the.
That's pretty cool.
First, like, was one of those ones like for you, Aaron, where they didn't say my name until like after they were done talking about it. So I was like, "What the hell are they gonna say my name or what?"
I know it's so frustrating. It's such a stupid little thing that it's like, if they don't say my name, I'm gonna be so mad, like disappointed.
It's pretty pathetic.
No,
it really is.
I don't think it's pathetic at all.
Of course you don't. Phil, when did you get into it?
Okay, I'm trying to think. The episode was about, I think it was about like musical heroes. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was they were like half a year in okay. to so I'm sure it was after Cole, but it was before their 1 year mark.
Okay, it was definitely before me, because I remember like coming into the group and both of you guys were like there already.
And we're like, who's this new kid?
Who's this? I like lurked in the shadows for a while. Like, I was in there and I was like looking at things, and I would like a post every now and then, but it took me a while before I started commenting, which I think is what you should do if you're listening to this.
Absolutely.
Get to know the group before you start acting like a douchebag. And then act like a douchebag.
Yeah, all you people.
This may come as a shock to you, but I didn't really lurk in the shadows very much. I kind of just dove right in.
Well, you were like early days.
Listen,
there was no culture at that time. You developed the culture. You're an early adopter.
I was a tastemaker.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, all you.
Which makes total sense
you,
now.
All you people. All you people new to the podcast. All you people new to the 60 Psycho Hum group. You need to, that are listening to this that haven't commented on the Facebook group, you should just observe.
Yeah. So
that's what we're saying. So anyone who has listened to the original podcast and now is listening to this and is a member of the group but has not yet commented, just take your time. That's what we're saying. That's our message.
The Venn diagram of those four things, the combination is a very small segment, I'm sure, but if you're one of those few...
Yeah. No one is listening to this.
Who is both...
You guys.
A fan of the original, listening to this...
I think it's just because the circle of people listening to this is zero.
Is zero.
Well, there's that.
But this is the thing, because no one's listening now because we're recording it. But in the future, we're still talking in the present tense.
Wait a second. I don't... I think I understand how this works.
So like when you listen to the podcast, you don't listen to it in the past, you listen to it in the present. So when we say no one's listening, if anyone hears that, they are in fact listening at the time that they hear that. So it's future for
Wait, us. Wait, what is this? A time travel podcast?
It's a time travel podcast, yeah. All right, good.
Can that be one of our jokes? Can that please be one of our jokes?
Yeah. Let's all.
What is this? A time traveling podcast?
Let's also be sure to make a note of every joke we make, so that our listener,
okay,
our listener, can know. Let's assume we have one listener.
Do we say our fan?
Speaking of people who don't take their time easing their way into the group, now's as good a time as any to talk about Bendy, right?
Bendy, he does bend a lot.
He does.
Is that... Now's the time to do that?
Apparently.
Okay.
I mean...
We're doing it. We're diving right in. Weighing first.
That's called a segue.
That's called a segue. I like it. I like your segue.
Speaking of... Anyway, we just undid all your work of that segue, but it was good.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Cole,
speaking of monkeys on segways,
Cole had kind of the most interaction with Bendy, so I think you should take the lead on this one.
Which is kind of the norm for me, I guess. And this is one of those that, you know, this is maybe sharing too much, but this is one of those many times where I sort of get deep into a interaction, we'll call it, and then look back and wonder, like, wait a second, am I the bad guy here? Like. kind of makes me second guess myself a lot, partially because most people don't just love coming out and calling them out, and so I take that, you know, I see myself being the only one commenting and thinking, like, wait a second, I guess I'm the only one who thinks this guy's a douchebag.
No,
but I don't think that's actually the case.
I get that feeling sometimes too, because I tend to go a little bit softer than you, but I go after people too. Mm-hmm. And I always feel that way, but I think with Bendy, he kind of takes a little of the pressure off because he's so vile. He's just so awful that there's nothing you can do to make yourself the bad guy against him.
Yeah, I was upset, and this is probably, you know, I take things too seriously, obviously, but... So, like, the reason that I was annoyed, partially because he's been in this group and we've seen him in other groups, and so you kind of know that he's kind of this overbearing troll anyways, but
Yeah, he comes with baggage.
He doesn't just get a fresh start or whatever, but then he comes in the group and just immediately starts sharing and posting his guitar playing videos, and that's just never been what the group is about. And part of this is like an ongoing frustration for me of all these boutique builders coming in the group and all these new people that, you know, don't know what the group is about, just posting random nonsense instead of posting ads, you know. And so I kind of, you know, took up the torch of we're gonna chase this guy out. And initially, nobody else was really backing me up. But he has this way of defending himself that like at a certain point made me start to wonder, like, man, am I the crazy one here? Even though like nobody's liking his posts and like 20 people are liking mine, it's like, okay, I know that some people agree with me, but should I not care as much as I do? Which is probably accurate, but still, it was.
It kind of feels like, and I'm sure he does it intentionally, that it's kind of a trump card to say, hey man, listen, I've got a dead son, all right? And everybody's like, whoa.
Yeah, like, what do you say about that?
Right. You can't.
Screw your dead
son. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, we all have a dead son, pal. Right?
You got a dead son, I got a dead son. Get over it. No, but the worst part about him, the worst part about him is, like, whatever you say to him, he's like, oh, I didn't do that. Like, that wasn't me. Like, I don't understand why you're upset with me.
It's ridiculous.
He's ignorant so well.
Yeah.
Except for all the typos.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my gosh. So bad.
Like, if he was eloquent, he could get away with so much, because he is, like, a crazy, I don't know what you call him, he's like a sociopathic personality.
I don't know. I think the typos work with it. I think if it was eloquent, it would be like, you're a freaking liar, dude. Nobody that crazy is that well-spoken or well-typed.
Well-typed. Sorry, dude. My son just
honestly, died. I think he's like a narcissist. like a certifiable narcissist.
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
He's incapable of seeing anything. Like, his whole worldview is just warped. But at any rate.
Okay.
Let's vote.
Narcissist. Dumb.
He's
narcissist. Dumb. Is there a third option?
He's the troll. He's like the greatest troll alive.
He's troll. Totally like aware. He's third option. He's completely aware, and he's like laughing at every single turn.
He is aware, but he's also a narcissist. That's what I think.
I like to think that this is like some second persona that he totally knows that he came up with. He's just completely trolling everybody.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, like yesterday in the group, what showed up but a Wang's amplifier in the mail, and they're going to do a video of it. So it's like,
I'm excited. Kind of way.
Like, yeah. who on Facebook in gear groups doesn't know who this dude is? You
That's
know, like
true.
He's very. Like, there's some value to him being a total jerk all the time because people remember him, you know?
The name recognition is there for sure.
Yeah. But I don't think he's made anyone really want to buy an amp.
No, probably not. So I did some research on Wang's amps a while ago. And the only band, I found a band that's, like, supposedly the number one band that is, like, sponsored by Wang's in China. It's this weird pop metal, but they're like biker style. It's really weird. They're like, it's like Chinese biker metal. It's so weird.
Oh yeah.
But they
Chinese
sing in English.
Metal.
Yeah, everybody they sing knows
in
that.
English, but it doesn't really make sense, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
That's awesome.
It's really good.
So then he like, because I was the one calling him out, you know, he's like, oh, why is everyone here being a total dick to me and everything? and just said, like, you know, he basically came back at me specifically, and then, which is fine, like, that's the cost of doing business, you know, but then a couple days ago he sends me a friend request, so I figured, okay, this guy, he doesn't remember who I am, obviously, because he's trolling like a million people a day or whatever.
Right.
But I decided to just play totally dumb and start asking him about it. And sure enough, he digs in. So at one point he had told us, like, hey, my son started this business, and when he died, I took it over, and I'm just stuck with all these amps, and so I'm just trying to sell them.
Right.
Turns out what he told me in this message is, oh, no, I started it. And then one day when I was sick or something, my son came on the Facebook group and started spamming everyone with my account, and now I'm trying to do cleanup after that.
Your dead son.
And it's like those two stories are nothing alike. And then I was like, so is your son still alive? And he's like, yeah, oh, you must be. And I was like, because I thought your son died or whatever. And he's like, no, that's my brother-in-law's son. It's like, okay, first of all, those two things are very different.
My nephew.
Yeah, so this guy's like, he's a compulsive liar too, you know. It's like he can't even keep track of all the lies. But at any rate, it was fun for a while there.
So I'm on the way.
But it was nice.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
That he would, like, just the simple fact that he would make the decision to deliberately. Or I'm not making any claims here. Deliberately or not deliberately say my son, I mean my nephew, he's like a son to me. Like, bro.
Exactly.
That's not.
Yeah, my son is dead, but he's not really my son, and he's alive.
Or if nobody, like, maybe nobody's dead. Maybe the guy doesn't even have a son or a brother-in-law. Like,
I'm almost positive that that's the case. Like, he may have a son somewhere. He doesn't talk to him.
Yeah, but his son is like, no, dude, that's not my dad. I don't claim him.
So he's like dead metaphorically. Like, oh, my son is dead to me because he doesn't talk to me.
My son is dead to me.
But it hurts too much to admit that, so I have to, like, project him as being my brother-in-law's son. And his brother-in-law is not really his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law is, like, the real him, right? So he's like,
exactly.
There's Bendy.
Whoa.
And then there's Darren, and he's like, oh, Darren's my brother-in-law. And his son is dead, but my son's fine.
Oh, whoa.
And he, like, puts on, like, a fake mustache and, like,
yeah.
Fake teeth and stuff.
And he, like, talks to himself in the mirror, but he
yeah,
doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Darren, I'm sorry about your son.
It's a total, like, psycho thing, but. Instead of
yeah. Darren
his mother,
is,
it's his brother-in-law.
Darren is the businessman.
Darren's the businessman. Yeah, Darren's
That's
a straight
what he
guy.
Said.
Darren's a straight guy, and Bendy's the fun guy. Yeah. I'm a fun guy! I'm so Bendy!
Okay, but maybe the best part about it was when he said, speaking of how Bendy he is, he said that people have called me Bendy Benz a lot. That was my name for the last 30 years, which is like, how old is this dude?
He's like in his 50s, I think.
Yeah. So he said they call me that because of how I play guitar. And then in parentheses, I snapped a neck bending a G with 13s. It's like, dude, there are so many other things on the guitar that would break before the neck would snap, including the string, you freaking idiot.
Especially because you're bending the string like parallel to the neck.
Exactly. Like, the pressure isn't even pulling the headstock apart. It's like...
No.
Yeah.
You guys,
you
maybe...
You might, like, slip a nut or something, but...
Maybe yeah. He's onto something. Maybe we've never broken a neck because we've never tried to bend like that. And there's actually... The physics of it, there's actually no tension. There's no support. And that it would just snap that way.
It would just
necks
snap.
Are designed to bend to take the tension like against the strings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe what he's saying is that he snapped someone's neck and then went and bent a 13.
No, but he sent me a picture of it. It's a PRS that snapped at the headstock.
Of course it is.
Of course it's
a PRS.
I was doing acid this one time, and I did a bend while simultaneously falling to the ground, and the headstock broke.
I was doing a bend while my guitar was on a guitar stand, and then my dog tipped it over.
Yeah.
And now some of my friends call me Bendy, and some of my friends call me Neck Breaky.
My son doesn't call me anything. Because he's dead. That's my favorite thing that's happened so far, by the way. Yeah, whatever, dude. Everyone's got a dead son. We've all got a dead son somewhere.
Join the club, pal.
Join the club. So that was kind of a long bendy.
Yeah,
but,
sorry,
but
that
I think
was longer.
It's good. This is some background. It's an introduction into who we are, I think, as people.
Yeah.
That's so funny. let's talk about the show. So I went back and listened to episode one, and I think I told you, Cole, a couple days ago that I had not listened to it before, which I realize is not true. About halfway through when they started talking about the Sobe guitar, I was like...
You realized you had listened to it.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, this is really familiar. I can't believe they talked about this twice. And then I was like, well, they probably didn't. I probably just listened before. So I realized that I had heard this one before, but I definitely not listened to like most of the ones before. I never went back all the way. I think I went back and listened to the first one like a couple months ago, but everything else up until like the 40s I have not heard. So, but this episode is interesting to me, partly because it's not bad, right?
Yeah, honestly, that's like the thing that sticks out to me the most, and is becoming even more apparent as we're recording our first episode.
Right.
That, like, it's amazing how part of that comes from the fact that they're sitting in the same room, and part of it is because they know each other so well.
Yeah, they got that chemistry down.
It was really good.
It's like, really,
and it's not that different than what it is now. I mean, obviously, there's like sponsors and all that other stuff, but like, the feel of the show is very similar from episode one, and that's pretty unusual for podcasts.
It's very similar.
I think that has to do with the fact that they've said a couple times that that's just what they've been doing for years.
Right.
Like,
yeah. It's
they
not
just
a new
talk about gear. So then it was just like, we should start recording this formally.
Right.
But exactly. I think that's why there's like almost no change from episode one to episode 200. You know, just that they start mentioning, you know,
yeah, the content,
the Facebook
changes,
group, and
the same thing. But they mentioned the Facebook group
right.
episode one.
That's true, but it, but as they go on,
but yeah,
they
there's more interaction.
Slightly aware of like the growth and the numbers.
The group actually changed too. The group originally was just a page that you could follow, like you could become a fan of 60 Cycle Home, but it wasn't an actual group.
Oh, interesting.
Until I can't remember when it started, but at any rate, yeah, it was kind of a rough go at first. But.
Yeah, so it was just like a page, not really a group.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. So I'll probably learn this as we go on, but they pretty much got their own ads then for the first while. Like, there weren't people sending in ads in the same way. Maybe the inboxer was there early, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like people were sending them to, because I used to send some to their Gmail address.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of the way to interact with them.
Interesting.
Well, didn't he say this ad was brought to us by?
On the first episode? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe like Adam Powell gave him one or something.
Maybe so.
I know they mentioned him.
Yes. I think that's right.
But he's like their buddy from way back too. Like producer guy. Producer Gary.
Yes.
But I still wonder, maybe like it seems like they take ads. They're less apt to take ads from Facebook. From the email. And I wonder if that's partially because it's already been discussed. So it's like they're, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like
I don't
I've know had that in the past where I put something on Facebook and then it doesn't get much traction in the group and then it ends up on the show. But yeah, once it's kind of discussed, they don't usually. But you never know. It's hard to tell. Steve,
wait,
Ryan,
so are we.
What is your criteria?
That, are we talking about that right now? It's like,
yeah, so there's three ads in this episode, right? There's the MIM Strat for $800, which seems to be like a constant theme. People are forever trying to sell Mexican Strats for way too much money.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And they must sell. I'm assuming there's
but
people
the crazy
out there that
thing is when
them.
They put, like they put Made in Mexico or MIM in the ad. Like it'd be one thing if they
right.
were just Googling Strat. Fender Strat and seeing an American and thinking, okay, that's what I have.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, they know that they have a Mexican Strat. It's so weird.
The Mexican Strat was okay. That's like a good first one. I think it kind of sets the tone for the show. making fun of idiots, and the Strat neck was good. The Scallops neck was interesting. But my favorite ad had to be the Sobe guitar. And for no other reason than they kept saying Sobe.
Like, both of them, too.
Yes. Sobe? And they said it over and over again. So, like, the mispronunciation of words starts right out the gate.
Right.
Immediately, yeah.
It's been constant from the beginning. Consistent.
Yeah, and Ryan actually says tremolo in this show when they're talking
about. Oh, I was so happy when
topic.
I heard that.
Yeah, I was giddy with delight. It was so good. My tremolo.
Oh, man. I still remember where I was the first time they said flanger, and I was like, what did they just say? What word just came out of their mouth?
Flanger. I feel like flanger. I've heard people say flanger before. I've never heard anyone else. Well, like Canadians say tremolo, I think. It's like a weird Great White North.
I don't know.
But these dudes are from San Diego, and I'm from near San Diego, too. So I feel like we would have a similar vocabulary and, like, similar diction, I guess. But I do not see. I don't know anyone who says tremolo.
No.
Which is fine. I mean, it's cute, but whatever.
And it's funnier, too, because as they get into it, as people start pointing it out, they start to come back and say, well, some people say it like this, and some people say it like that. And it's like, no, nobody says it. I'm like, who do you know that says it like
false.
That?
It's not like we were talking.
It's open. Oh, it's open to interpretation, you guys.
Like my dad says dinosaur instead of dinosaur. But that's the thing, I guess. But it's weird. Every time he says it, I freak out. I'm like, dad, why do you say it like
weird.
That? I don't go around saying like, yeah, some people say dinosaur. Whatever, no big deal.
Yeah. You don't just get to choose how you say words. That's not how it works.
Are you sure?
You don't just arbitrarily choose.
Hey, check out my new Bose DS1.
Yeah.
Some people say Bose. What?
Yeah. Some people do.
Like, I've
Some
heard
people.
People I just heard myself when I said it just now.
Yeah, he must say it a lot, so he's got a mirror situation going on, too.
Yeah,
exactly. Me and that other dude, we both say tremolo.
He's got a bendy Darren going on.
Speaking of Boss, this is a funny thing, too, because they
you
talk
mean
about...
Bose?
Yeah, both. They talk about their gear in this one, and, like, if you listen now, or if you came in the last, probably, year, it's all boutique gear. I mean, it's not all, but it's all boutique gear. Like, all the sponsors are boutique guys, all the builders that they're friends with are boutique guys, obviously, because you can't be friends with both, but in this episode, it's like, oh, what's new? Steve's trying to sell a DS1, Ryan's trying to sell his HM2, it's like... They're talking about Mexican Strats and Epiphone Les Pauls. It's totally, like, working man garbage gear, which is great. Because I just got a...
It's so quaint, you know?
Yeah, it is. And, like, it's almost jarring going back to listen to it. Except that it seems so natural, but it's, like, it's so funny to see where they are now. And, like, just even...
And now they're, like, we're trying to sell our big Strymon pedals.
Yeah, that's the one thing they haven't really gotten into, is Strymon. I mean, they've
even
had
though,
it on the show, but they've never, like, flipped it. Because there's no flip there.
Well, even though the dude, they got that free freaking pedal from...
Oh, that's true, they did do that.
Like, so they've got some kind of a connection. They've got some kind of a relationship. He gave them a pedal.
Yeah, I think Ty...
You're saying the flint for
guys.
The wheel of pedals?
Right, yes.
So I think they got in through him. The
I think Tyak
connection.
Is actually a... I think Tyak's actually a big reason the show has gone the way it has, because he had all those connections already, and they were also already friends with him.
I think that's true.
I think they've been longtime friends with him, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
As far as I know,
They've played in bands together, or not
another,
together, but like
local
adjacent bands.
Their churches and stuff.
And also... There's an episode, I'm not sure which one, but it's early, where Tyak... Oh, I think it's the first episode at the Tyak shop. And he says, hey, you guys need to be on Instagram. And now watch this. I'm gonna follow you, and I'm going to repost
and then
this thing that you sent. And then it was like they had instantly like 2,000 followers. Like just from Tyak doing that one thing.
That's crazy. Which has been
so you're
a blessing
absolutely
and
right.
a curse. At least from our perspective, because He also, I think, is like the bridge between the P-Dubs community, too. So we get all the rejects from there in the group. And some of them are good. Like, I'm not actually one. I joined both groups around the same time, so I kind of made my decision early on. But we do get some guys that, like, don't fit in there and do fit in the 60 Cycle Hum group, and some guys that just don't work out. I can think of a few. I'm, like, picturing like, profile pictures.
Yeah, I mean,
you got Wacamole.
One of our MG2 come in and post his pedal board, which it honestly made me think that he had, like, purposely set up this pedal board to just be, like, the most stereotypical
seriously
PW board.
I thought it was a joke.
History.
It had to
he
be
had
a
his
joke.
Boots, he had his Altoids tin, he had some scripture written on his volume pedal and everything.
Yeah, both Megastrymans.
Like, I mean, just everything. Classic. And then we started just sort of just pointing it out and kind of poking fun, but not like, hey, dude, your board sucks. But it was just hey.
Oh, nice. You know? I bet you can do some nice swells, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Or like sweet boots or whatever, you know, just dumb stuff like that.
He got so
and then
mad.
He just like, yeah, he just got so mad. I mean, it's a very, taking yourself too seriously is kind of the number one trait in your talk P&W.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's like the kiss of death in 60 Cycle Hum.
Exactly, which is an interesting. It's interesting that there's so much crossover between the two groups when the tone of the groups is so different, you know.
Yeah, I wonder like what the dudes, because there's some guys that are like heavy into the 60 Cycle Hum thing, and then we kind of like troll into the Gear Talk world a little bit and like make fun of it, and like it's kind of tongue in cheek. But I don't understand like the mindset that goes the other way, because if for the people who are in our group that go there, it makes sense, right? Because it's like an adventure. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the guys
and
that are there, who are like heavy into that, and then come into this group, it's like, it's so weird, and they don't understand. They think it's just another like gear group, I guess, is why. But
it's I'm gonna go to this group that's smaller,
right?
And post my videos, and not to mention the fact that half these people are also in PW. You know, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's weird. Anyway. We can talk for hours about that group because it just sucks so much. But we're probably going to get all banned if any of them admins listen to this podcast, by the way. Retroactively banned.
Well, that should be a weekly portion of this podcast is, what do we hate about P-Dubs today?
This week in P-Dubs.
This week in P-Dubs.
All right, but like a very small portion.
Well, fine. And we're kind of, you know, like... Both of you guys play in church, where I have no connection with that culture in any way, and so it's like I'm able to look at it from this completely outside. You know, I'm Christian, but I don't go to churches like that, and it's like I go in there, and it's like, man, what are these people doing?
Yeah,
and honestly, you read like half the posts in there, and it's like, no wonder everyone hates Christians so much.
I go to a small church, and I play like my Epiphone acoustic. Direct in, so those boards are weird to me.
Boo.
Too. Like, my board is like not a church board. It's like an
Epiphone.
It's like a rock board. I have like four drive pedals and a reverb and like a crappy delay.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, oh, I need some more fuzz. So like, I'm total opposite. So, but I guess I understand like that sound. But yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah,
it's weird. So this episode, I wasn't sure what the format was going to be, so I didn't know if it was like ads, topic, or whatever. But they did have a topic, which was guitar clones, and I don't really want to talk about the topic that much, because it's not that interesting of a topic, I think.
No.
But some things that happened during the topic I thought were funny. So the first thing is Ryan goes, "Yeah, we don't want to talk about pedals, so we're just going to only talk about guitars." Which, again, is like so funny now. It's like. They, like, never talk about guitars. It's all pedals. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you got your guitar. But we throw pedals on and off all the time. But
yeah,
I just thought
honestly.
That was funny.
Like, I don't even know most of their guitars, except for, like, the little stinker and like, you know, Ryan has a green SG, I think. But, yeah, they never talk about their guitars.
Yeah.
No.
SG. He's got, like, a flying V with a Strat neck.
Yeah, right.
Which is kind of cool. And then some.
He's got the reverse
shape stuff.
Yeah, he's got the reverse V.
Yeah, he's got like a swept wing thing.
He's got the gold glitter finish that he did himself.
Yeah.
And Steve plays bass, Ryan.
And he's got that.
I love you, Ryan.
Telecaster that was in the video a while back, but they don't talk about guitars because it's like once you have your guitars, most guys don't flip guitars the same way that they do pedals.
Right.
But it was just a funny like thing, like if only they knew like what it would become. We don't want to talk about pedals. This is a guitar podcast. And then they say something about like he's talking about like Strats, I think, Steve, and he's like, you know, people want to buy the name because they don't want like a Squire, they want a Fender, so they'll pay extra, and they even buy illegal ones, but which I also thought was funny.
Yeah,
so much is emphasis is on brands now, not necessarily from them, but just like from the evolution of the podcast. Which is funny.
Yeah, totally. But to their credit, it's not like they're talking about Fender and Gibson all the time, you know?
Right, right.
Like, they're talking about name brands, but not necessarily the same ones that they were, like, poo-pooing before, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, it's not like, we hate Fender, we love Fender now that they gave us money. Yeah, it's a different story.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the evolution has been pretty natural, it seems. Like, as they've gotten bigger, obviously you take on more stuff, but... whatever. And then Ryan says Tremolo, which was hilarious. And I don't know why I wrote down Thomas Crown Affair. Let's talk about Pierce Brosnan. But
I don't know.
I really wanted to in the moment. I think they tried to make a connection between like forging them and forging art or whatever.
Right. Oh, and, you know, that's right. You want to use things that make a connection that people can relate to. You know, like super popular movies like the Thomas Crown Affair.
Yeah, you know. But so, speaking of really popular movies, I remember. Do you remember this movie Volcano that Pierce Brosnan?
Absolutely.
The funniest part of that: Tommy Lee Jones has a daughter, and his daughter gets caught in the volcano, and. At one point, he's, like, holding her, I think, and some dude comes up to him, and Tommy Lee Jones goes, "She got burned, damn it." And that's, like, my favorite thing to say. She got burned, damn it.
My favorite thing about
Emmett,
that movie.
Like, his friend Emmett, but it also sounds like damn it, so it's, like, perfect. It's both.
My favorite thing about that movie is at the end... When all of Los Angeles is covered in ashes and this little girl looks around at all the people working together to fight the volcano, she looks around, she goes, "Everyone looks the same." And it's like, oh, it's a message of peace because now everybody's gray.
Yeah.
And listen, no more racism, you guys, because volcanoes. it doesn't really...
All of us are gray on the inside.
Everyone's sun dies the same.
Yeah, but
now, everyone there really does have a dead son.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're all the same.
Oh my god!
I also like the part when the old lady is like paddling the boat with her bare hands, like through the acid water. It's terrible. It's not funny at all, but I love it.
There's also a part. Is that the one where there's a part where a dude tries to save a little girl in a subway car that's getting melted in lava, and he runs and jumps into the lava and then throws the little girl
out. Yeah, he's like melting as he takes steps, right?
Right, like, and he's like, and everybody's like, no, oh my god. And the truth is she would have gotten cooked by that lava.
Dead, for sure.
Like the heat of the lava.
Oh,
not
like, even though he got her,
because her physical body was 2 feet off of the surface of the lava, and the man was like running through the lava and then threw her out. And it's like, listen, that's not how lava works.
Not how lava works.
There's
not hot water.
There's a lot to be said about that movie, and I'm really glad that we talked about it.
I'm no scientist. I am no scientist.
We've but established that fact.
I can make science noises.
We should ask Steve about that.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Steve, how close to lava can you get without burning up?
How close can you throw someone's daughter over lava?
How close? How can you do it? All right.
Oh, man.
That's good. Well, we're at like 50 minutes, which I guess we're really not because we got all that beginning stuff. But let's talk about what we're doing. So
Phil was doing his dishes.
Phil's doing something. I don't know. He's like being a housewife, which is fine. It's true. There's anything wrong with that. I'm fine.
It's true.
That.
I am.
That's like my goal in life is to get my wife a good job and be a stay-at-home mom.
Yep.
That's what I want to do. Stay-at-home mom for life. All right. So, but I want to like take a page out of their book and talk about what's going on in our gear, because I think we're kind of like where they were at the beginning a little bit more than they are now, as far as like in the flip game.
For okay, example, sounds good.
I just spent $15 the other day, and I ended up with a modded DS1, a Dynacomp with a broken knob, and a Dan Electro Daddio distortion overdrive pedal, which I hated at first. It was terrible. And then I went in and like clipped out one of the clipping diodes, and it's great now. It's like a whatever. If you like Tube Screamer kind of compressed stuff, it's fun. Anyway, but $15 for three pedals, and I feel bad flipping them, but I'm probably going to. I might send one into the wheel.
Heck yeah. Well, and that's like so, that purchase is so indicative of the early podcasts.
Yeah.
Of buying like three crappy pedals for almost no money, you know, and then deciding if you're going to keep them or flip them. And yeah, that was like so fitting of a flip.
That's great. What about you guys? Anything new? Phil's always buying new JHS pedals, I know.
I was on a kick for a while where I was like, dude, I gotta catch them all. And
you
I was
just have one at a time. You just kind of like traded them in and out.
Yes, exactly.
Which one's your favorite?
Well, I did really, really like the Super Bolt, uh-huh. But it's similar to the Civic Crown that I have.
Oh yeah.
Made by
Taylor,
my boy Arthur.
Arthur,
yeah.
Ingram. He's pretty active in the group too, right?
Yeah, he is. I'm a fan of Adoption, and it was funding their Adoption. And but it's a rad sounding pedal, and but because it's like mid to high gain. I just didn't want two pedals that were both mid to high gain, you know? Yeah. But yeah.
No, Aaron doesn't know. He doesn't know what you're saying right now.
Oh.
Because he has like eight pedals that are mid to high gain.
That I have two and a half right now. So I have my Cygna drive, which I actually use for like really low gain because it has a ton of headroom. So I use that as like a clean boost almost with the drive like just where it will pass signal, and then I push the volume and I turn it pretty dark. But I do have, well, I mean, I sold my Rat, so I don't have that anymore, which
is phenomenal.
It was so sick. I painted it gold.
I thought you will never, like when you painted it, I was like, okay, that's cool if you want to keep it. And then when like 2 weeks later when you're like, hey, anybody want to buy a gold Rat, I was like, oh no,
it wasn't even 2 weeks. That's being generous.
It was pretty quick. I ended up clearing almost $20 on that sale. Well, I guess I bought it for $75 and I sold it for $90, so I made a little bit off.
Dude.
Of it.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It was pretty good.
That's living the dream right there.
I feel like the paint actually helped me, at least like with visibility.
Just mm-hmm.
like
insane.
Oh, all these rats. Oh, this one looks nice. And people take crappy pictures, and I always try to take nice pictures because I like nice pictures.
Yeah. No, yes, for sure.
For sure.
Totes my goats.
Totes my goats. Who said that recently?
Me. Wait.
No, on the...
No, some...
Oh, Phil.
Someone on the group did.
Someone Cole was having issues with, which could be anyone.
Yeah, and I was like, I was with you until Totes my goats or something like that. That's like one of those... That's one of those phrases that like triggers me and makes me think like, okay, this guy might be in on it. He might be trolling me right now.
You know? He might be.
Like, because nobody would use that phrase unironically, you know.
I think some people would, but I don't want to
know
those people.
No sane person, you know.
Yeah. So I sold my rat, but I have that DS1 now, which kind of fills that distortion thing. But I'm probably going to get rid of the Dan Electro anyway, so I'll either sell it or send it to the wheel and hope I get some kind of weird modulation or something. So
yeah.
We'll see. So I only have one high gain and one low gain.
No.
And then my comp. Which
did
is
you
awesome.
Say mind comp?
Yeah, mind comp. I have that's my struggle. That's my struggle.
What is it? What is an that? What an awesome name for a compressor pedal.
Mind comp.
Oh yeah, dude. C spelled C-O-M-P-F.
Dude.
And it could be shaped like a mine. Maybe that's two on the nose. I don't know.
Like a
two
mine.
On the nose.
Like a mine. How would it be shaped like a mine?
they've
it's
done
like
that.
Hole.
Remember, there was a
it's like a
there
hole.
Was that company. No, there was that company in Canada that had
dug out of a rock.
No, like a landmine.
Oh, landmine.
I mean, I shaped like a Chilean miner.
Yeah, I was thinking of like a gold mine.
Phil,
Daddy,
you,
come on, Daddy.
My 3-year-old son is saying, "Daddy, can I have a knife?"
Yeah, I know. That's all we can hear.
Okay.
You cannot, sir. Go jump in a bouncer.
Remember, yeah. there was that company. They talked about it on the podcast, that, or maybe it was on a different group. But this Canadian company that made pedals out of old landmines.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
And they were saying how it was kind of insensitive. But if you made one of those as a compressor and called it Mine Comp, spelled MineComp, that would be the greatest and most offensive, potentially, pedal ever.
Right, it's so offensive that it can't even be offensive anymore.
Yeah.
Like, who's offended Who's offended by that? It's so ridiculous that
it
doesn't
crosses so many.
Offense. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, which war did you serve in that you're offended by that? Because it covers, like, three of them or something. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, so it's... Mine Comp. So dumb.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh. It's funny that you were saying like, yeah, we're still more how Steve and Ryan were at the beginning, but actually for me, when the podcast started, I had a Mexican Strat and an Epiphone SG and a Fender Mustang amp, and now I have like a billion guitars and a billion amps, and it's kind of like I'm as big a sellout as anyone.
Phil.
Wait, me?
Yes. It's super loud.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, I'm going to mute and
right.
Try and figure out.
All right.
You guys
we'll
talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, all right, I'll take that out. So yeah, you are like the opposite, because you, which I think is why it bothers you that the podcast is going that way too, because it's like a mirror. You're like
it's like a reflection.
You
of
have
me.
To, yeah, you have to face your own mortality.
But I still am flipping all the time.
That's
so
true.
Like this week, for example, I picked up that Elmico Blue speaker for $80, which is
yeah.
Like. I don't know. It's pretty hard to flip speakers, but that's an amazing deal for
sure.
That speaker, which I'm planning on putting in one of my amps. And then yesterday I picked up this Vox Cambridge amp, which I didn't know very much about, but it was listed for $40. And so you just have to get in your car and go when you
yeah.
See that. So
have you?
So I was able to pick
does
that
it
up.
Work?
It works, but it's like a very well-known issue with those Cambridge. They call it Cambridge-itis, apparently, but the opto... There's like a little component in there called an optocoupler that that controls the tremolo and the reverb.
Oh yeah.
And it craps out, and basically what it does is it makes the tremolo get stuck in like a really low you know, like at the bottom of the suite, basically.
Oh, so it's always.
So it's just super quiet.
Yeah, that's weird.
So I like bridge those leads, and so I'm gonna. It's like a $5 part, so I'm gonna buy one and replace it. Turns out it's a 1x10 amp. I thought it was a 1x12, and but I should be able to flip it for.
Is it 12 inch or a 10?
Yeah, it's a 12.
Oh, okay.
I have a bunch of other. So I have a deluxe reverb that I'm thinking of putting it in, but yeah. At any rate,
that's a 12 inch too. Because I know when I had the deluxe, it was like a 10 inch, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. The deluxe reverb's a 12 inch.
Yeah.
I think some of the Fender amps they make in a bunch of different configurations.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, so on one hand, like I've built my collection up to where now I have like five guitars that were all American made, and I have, you know, a deluxe reverb and a Blues Cube and a Marshall DSL-40 and
a bunch of really
high end pedals. But I'm still constant. I mean, you can kind of tell what's happened with the podcast is that they just don't have time to do a ton of flipping anymore. Cause
yeah, sure.
Any time that they would devote to that is better spent making videos and demos and stuff
right,
like that. You know?
The actual work of the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is obviously more, you know, useful for them.
Which is kind of cool too. Cause it's like, it gives more time to focus on, I mean, our ads, you know, like we can send stuff in and talk about stuff that we flip, which they haven't done the flip of the week in a long time.
Yeah.
They only did it like two or three times. And then that was always fun.
Yeah.
I got one of those.
Oh, you did?
Do you remember what it was? I was so stoked. Oh, absolutely. It was that, Tysco that I,
oh yeah,
that I got in a,
is it Tysco?
I thought it was Tysco.
I thought it was like Tysco.
Actually, I thought it was Tysco until I looked closer and saw
that's
that it
was what I always thought it was too.
And not IE, yeah.
Tysco makes sense, but
I
don't think I ever heard it said out loud before.
I thought it was Tysco because there's a guitar tech guy that does a bunch of super high-end work for like a bunch of local guys over
like,
here and
like boutique stuff,
right? And he said when I brought it in and I asked him, "What do you think this is worth?" And he said, and he was the one that like kind of gave me the cold hard truth of, "Dude,
absolutely
it's only worth nothing. What it's only worth what someone will pay for it."
Right.
Yeah.
And So the idea of like what are thousands of these going for on eBay doesn't matter. It's
right.
What are they selling for?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you have something to work with. And so what I did was I found a picture on eBay of a it actually wasn't a sold price. It was a listed price that and it didn't say sold as, it just said listed as.
Uh-huh.
And it was my exact same guitar and finish for $1,100. And so I was freaking out, but I ended up selling it, I think, for like $460.
Uh-huh.
But I got the trade value for it was $220. So I was like, I was still totally stoked.
Yeah, that's like more than double. So that is a good flip. What did you? And then you like spent all that immediately, right?
Immediately. I bought two. That was when I bought two.
Yeah.
Two of the exact same. They were
the Jazzmasters. That's right.
And then I switched out all the stuff. One had some mods, one had the other mods. I switched them out into one and then sold the quote unquote stock version.
Right.
For like, I don't know, it was like $190 or something.
I still remember when you sold that, and I still can't believe that, like, who is this lady in New Orleans or whatever who is paying to overnight ship a freaking used Squire Jazzmaster? Like, what is it? Because didn't they pay extra for rush shipping, and it was like this whole deal? Or am I remembering that wrong?
No, that's right. It felt super shady.
It was so weird. I remember you posting about it, and I was like, why doesn't she just go to Guitar Center and buy one for the same amount? Like, oh my gosh.
They don't have a Guitar Center.
I think
mean,
it's with
the Guitar Center.
I think it's what Aaron was saying, that that it's all about the pictures, man.
Yeah, honestly.
I took some good pictures, and she was like, I must have those pictures.
Do you still have the other one?
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's my pride and joy.
Dude, the same finish.
Right.
And I've been, like, modding it like crazy, but it's such a fun guitar.
Yeah, I love it. And I know some people are like, but dude, it says Squire on the headstock. And the thing is, anybody who knows anything, like, if they listen to it, they're like, whoa, what did you do to it?
Yeah,
they know,
yeah,
like, immediately. Because it's just dummies that are like, but it's a Squire. But anyone who, like, really knows.
Literally never had anybody say, oh, the Squire. Like, that's never the thing. People are always like, dude, that sounds great. This one, I had this guy who, like, he's all into, like, Gibson and Fender stuff, and he's like, dude, how much was that, like, 700? I was like, no, it's like 250. Like, it was like 300 new at the time, I think. And that was before I even upgraded anything. But people are stupid.
That's like such an old person mentality, though. Like, I feel like anyone who follows guitars now doesn't look down on Squire like they did 10 years ago.
Yeah, especially with the vintage
that might be true
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, dudes in their 40s.
And the classic
vibe.
50s.
Dudes in their 50s are like, that's a Squire. That's crap. Yeah,
well
you're an
idiot. Yeah, they're like legit artists that are saying, I can't remember where I read this, but someone said that Dustin Kinsrew, his like favorite guitar is the Squire, the modern whatever, the one that we have.
Yeah,
and he switches out the pickups and that's it.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
And it's like, he's like a legit artist, you know?
Yeah,
and that's,
for sure.
That's like, that's what people are doing now is like, listen, I don't need to spend this level to get the tone I want.
Sounds.
If I can, yeah, sorry, the sounds. and let's be honest, it's all in the fingers anyway, so.
It is.
Exactly.
You don't even need a guitar. You just run your fingers straight into the wang, and that's it. Done.
Just wiggle your fingers in the shape of a, you know, air guitar.
Yeah, just do some meedly-meedlies in the air, and there you go. That's your tone.
Perfect.
Oh,
sounds.
Gosh.
Sound. There's your sounds. This is
your sounds.
The Chasing Sounds podcast.
Exactly. sounds mob.
Sounds mob podcast.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
Okay, real quick, lightning round.
Okay.
Everybody say their favorite Pierce Brosnan movie.
Oh, gosh.
This is Doubtfire.
This is the slowest. Oh,
ooh.
Dude, good one.
Good, good, good.
Favorite Pierce Brosnan. What's yours?
I guess I mean, I have to go Goldeneye, but I hate myself for saying that.
That's a good one, though. All I can think of is Volcano, because it's so good. It's so awful, but so good.
Plus, didn't it come out at the same time? Wasn't that one of the first times where there was like two identical movies
they were
that
like
came out at the same time?
That's why I was unsure earlier when we were talking about the Melting Dude and then even the one, like there was two Volcano movies.
The other one was like St. Helens or something like that.
I think Tommy Lee Jones was in the other one.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
no.
What was so weird. Yeah.
You guys, Pierce Brosnan was not in Volcano. That was Tommy Lee Jones. Pierce Brosnan was in the Mount Whatever one.
Yeah, he was in the other one. Yeah.
Damn it.
Dude, we're going to get so many corrections for all the hundreds of people that are going to listen
to this.
I'm
glad we caught it. Yeah, thousands of emails pouring in. Oh,
yeah.
We do have an email address, by the way. It's 60,
okay, what is it?
60cycleslum@gmail.com. 60,
nice.
The numbers, cycleslum@gmail.com. And this is going to be on Podbean. Podbean.com. I'll figure it out. It's either like 60cycleslum.podbean.com, I think. And then I'm going to try to get it up on iTunes here pretty soon, too.
I feel like in order to be...
episodes.
in order to be a legit podcast, we also need to set up like a voicemail line that we never check.
Voicemail line.
With some weird, you know, number that's based in Minnesota or whatever.
Yeah, so
anyway.
So my goal is to like to get dudes from the group to like guest host with us.
Yeah,
call
perfect.
In from time to time, and then the ultimate goal obviously is to get Ryan and
Bendy
on here. But
oh, right.
Well, Bendy.
Dude, if we could straight up, because I'm still continuing this conversation, and I haven't outed myself as a total jerk, and so that would be amazing if we could make that happen. Because right now, the last thing that he said to me was, the best thing was, yeah, I will talk about anything is on the table. I won't discuss details of my family or the death. And then the last thing he said was, and then he just said, thanks for friendship.
Wow.
Maybe we can get him to send us an amp.
Holy crap. Oh, man. You just freaking blew my mind.
Here's what I want.
I'll make a video of it.
My dream is not getting an amp. My dream, Cole, is for you during this podcast to
right
out
now.
Yourself. No, to have him on here. And to out
oh,
yourself
man.
As, hey, I've been having this really cool conversation with you on long time. Thanks for friendship. But I was
I'm
also the guy that
time.
Made you rage quit.
Oh.
Yeah. And the guy who you called a dick.
Yes. That's what I want.
That would be insane.
That would be insane.
Like Howard Stern style to just be like.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Like, let's just light stuff on fire while recording.
So good.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So good.
Well, this was fun. This is a good idea.
Yeah, honestly, we should do this again.
Yeah.
We will. By the time people hear this, we will have already done it again.
Yeah.
Aaron, I think it's completely not helpful to describe where they can find the podcast if they are, in fact, listening to the podcast, because they've kind of already done that.
No,
that's one of
because...
my favorite things on podcasts.
Because
like, who are these people? They hear it on the radio?
If you hear it on iTunes, that's one thing, but then you can also like get it directly from Podbean.
Are we on iTunes?
Not yet. We have not published anything.
But like who goes
But we will
but who
be,
goes and like plugs in a manual like don't you just use whatever podcaster you have and search for 60 Cycle Slum?
Yeah,
whatever
right.
you are listening whatever
matter.
Podcast you're listening to, you actively have to choose it.
You have five.
There's no
podcasts.
Accidentally
that's
it's
true.
Not like
yeah.
radio. Like what right. what am I listening to?
Yeah.
What
fine.
Is this?
I'm
you
used,
open Kazam
I'm used to being
and...
on the radio. I'm sorry. My professionalism
Aaron,
has spilled over
please.
Into the podcast world.
Please keep saying it, then. And Cole and I will keep saying...
I'm never saying it again.
No. Okay, Cole, you start
no,
saying
No, what
it.
You should say is, for those of you who are listening to this and don't know what it is, this is where you can get it.
If you're just tuning in, this is 65 or 12 Podcast.
Those of you whose phones just glitched out and downloaded this without your permission.
We're gonna go,
like
gonna
you
YouTube
too.
Everyone, yeah, with
yes.
our podcast.
Yeah, dude.
Album.
Just
oh,
auto
man.
Auto upload to every phone,
mm-hmm.
every
yeah.
iPhone in the country.
You are listening to the yeah, that's perfect. That yeah. is perfect.
We got it. Someone's so, got to write a theme song for us, and it's got to be terrible.
Deal.
That's good. All right, Phil, that's you.
That's mm-hmm. another. That's another thing about episode one. Not to dive back into it, but
no, go for
they
it.
Had a theme song on. They had a theme song on day one,
and they kept that one for a while. I think.
Yeah, for
like
a
that,
long
that's
time.
That's the one that I remember when I started, which was like almost
mm-hmm.
a year in. And
yeah,
we've
yeah.
had
crazy.
A couple since then.
I wonder, and maybe they've talked about this before. I wonder if they recorded a bunch of like episode zeros that they never released or something.
Well, cause... on this one, they said that it's like they had recorded it and the. It's like the second time recording it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
that's
they at
right.
least had one that they threw away.
But still, though, that's pretty
not
impressive.
A bad idea.
You know?
Listening to this, but we're not going to
my,
because
whatever. This is all gold.
We're
yeah,
going, dude, I agree.
We're going straight to the mat. That's not a good metaphor, but I don't know. We're going. We're going all out.
Straight
no,
to the mat.
No regrets.
All
no regret
all in.
No filters. Just raw and uncut.
Pull out all the stops. Straight to the mat. All chips are in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm all in. All right, dudes.
Push all your mats to the center of the table.
Yes. Pedal to the metal.
I got my mat, my pedal mat in the table. I'm going.
Pedal to the mat. Yeah.
All the way.
All chips on the pedal to the mat.
Exactly.
Throwing in my V chip and everything. It's going down.
Gross.
Rock out with my pedal out.
Yep.
Exactly.
Mind comp.
Mind comp pedal. Phil, you were gone for that part, but you need to go Photoshop that. One of those landmine pedals and spell it mind comp, MINECOMPF. That's your assignment for the week.
No.
Wait.
Put a buffer, put a buffer on it and make it this one's mind comp.
Right. Of course. Perfect.
But with a Y.
Right. Yeah. Wait. Are we going to have our own Facebook group, you guys?
Well, this is kind of awkward, Phil.
Yeah, it is a little awkward.
I don't know the best way to say this.
We already have one.
There's actually a group called the 60 Cycle Slum Outer Circle where nobody in the inner circle is allowed.
How long has it been in existence?
Like a week, maybe?
like a week. Not very long. So we don't feel that bad about it.
Is this podcast, this is the only reason you guys called me and said, let's do a podcast.
Yeah.
We want to tell Phil.
Yeah, dude, this is like us confronting Bendy live on the air. We're confronting you live on the air.
You are Bendy.
Holy.
That was a low blow.
No, dude,
Holy crap. We love you,
and we want you to be part of this. You just can't be in the group yet.
I can't. I can't remember what started it, but yeah.
What happened was after Cowerfest or Cowerpalooza, they were like, we're going to release it. And then they said, oh, we have like a special one that's for the inner circle only.
Yeah.
I was like, what about us? What about the outer circle? And then I started a group and there's like 9 people in it.
Yeah. It's because they posted that thing that was like, well, if you were in the inner circle, you could listen to it today.
So wait, you guys are hurting me because of something that Steve and Ryan did?
We're not hurting you. The group
is actually really bad.
it was like a joke group that was like active for like an hour, and then that was it.
Yeah, nobody's posted in it for like a week.
Well, guess what? The group would be better if I was part of it. So
you can.
Sounds like you guys have a Sophie's choice to make.
You can try to join. Click join. See what happens.
All right. Listen, I'm already making all kinds of awesome Photoshop memes, and I don't know where I'm gonna put them.
Oh, the one I showed you last night, Phil, about when your wife finds out you're paying for a free podcast.
Yes,
that's been in the outer circle for about a week.
Shut up.
We're sorry, Phil. We know you're not like them.
I feel bad because I feel like you're actually like legitimately hurt by this.
This is like, remember the last scene of Sixth Sense when he like goes to grab the red doorknob and he's like,
yeah.
What?
And then he sees the blood on his back or whatever.
Yeah, that's what this is. My whole life is a lie.
But you're Bruce Willis, so it's all good.
That's true.
Good, baby.
It was the dad that was dead, not the son, right? Or was it the son?
There is no son.
So it's not like a true Bendy analogy.
Yeah, there's no kids.
I mean, there's a kid.
Well,
there.
I mean,
not his
but
there's
not. He's not
I feel like maybe
son.
I didn't. Maybe he's I didn't understand dead. That movie.
Bruce Willis.
Maybe you should watch it again.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see. Yeah.
Are you not?
Seems really confusing to me.
Did you not pick up on that?
They didn't make it obvious enough.
Hey, Cole. You get what happened at the end of Titanic, right?
When she showed her boobs?
That's not the end. Middle, dude.
Oh.
That's when he stopped watching. That's
the only part I remember.
And cut.
I fast-forwarded to that part and then stopped.
The end.
What a great
movie.
That was great.
Let's watch
that again. So
that
took a lot of effort. do that on a VHS, man. That's what kids these days don't even understand.
I know, they don't. They don't.
Man, did you ever have, like
3 hours long,
like, VHS with, like, four movies on it, like, recorded off of TV?
That's the thing. I think...
Yeah, dude.
I'm pretty sure Titanic was a two-tape deal, so you were, like, yeah, fast-forwarding on the first tape, and then you're like, damn it, wrong tape!
We went on this crazy road trip and had, like, this weird TV that would plug into our cigarette lighter. Whoa. So my dad spent, like, 3 months just renting movies and copying them all onto these tapes, which is,
whoa,
like, in hindsight, is kind of messed up, but yeah. So we had, like, tons of those tapes with, like, three movies on them, and
that's,
yeah,
funny.
It was a pain. Okay.
Well, we're at, like, an hour and 20 minutes now.
We really maybe should make an actual group at some point, because that Outer Circle group is pretty lame and doesn't really do anything. But
yeah,
Aaron, I'm sure that at least 20 minutes of this is unusable.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. It'll be about an hour.
As in the last 20 minutes.
And the first 20 minutes is nothing to you, so.
Yeah.
Or like 10, I guess. But anyway, we'll be good.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go because, all right, I think my son is playing with knives, so maybe you guys could have your own special conversation without me.
No, I'm gonna.
I feel like we're never
first.
Gonna come. We're never gonna come back from that. I don't think.
That was such a bomb. It was like, it was good. That was a good reveal.
Live on the air.
All right, my phone's gonna die.
We're sorry, Phil. We love you.
All right. Later, everybody. Bye.
Okay.
Later.
Peace out.